Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 19th, A Reflection on the Coventry Carol by Dr. Randy Newman, former Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi." End quote. Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. Christmas has a dark side. It has to. The full brightness and splendor of all those angels' choruses shine against a backdrop of the sinful world God came to save. Otherwise, the notion of a Savior makes no sense. At the moment of the greatest invasion of goodness this world has ever known, the badness of this world released a volcano of fury. Don't let this often suppressed detail of the Christmas story escape your notice, even if you do choose to omit it from your children's Christmas pageant. The human ruler of the land felt so demonically obsessed to find one specific baby who threatened him that he ordered the execution of every boy 2 years old and younger. A little background check on Herod makes this lunacy believable, even if still horrific. He killed lots of people, including some close relatives, when he found them bothersome. Every act of God's salvation involves death. Think of the Egyptians in the Red Sea. That temporary salvation from earthly slavery foreshadowed the greatest eternal supernatural salvation purchased by the most innocent of substitutes, the one who joined the drama in a manger, amidst a culture filled with weeping and mourning. In an odd way, that moment's tears looked forward to another day of grief, when that baby grew to be a man and die on a cross. Most of our celebration, the vast majority of it, must be flooded with joy, songs of delight, decorations with bold colors and bright glitter, and the giving of gifts. This is right and good. But we must also allow for moments of reflection on the badness that needed expulsion, the ugliness that needed cleansing, and the sin that needed atonement. Let's pray. Redeemer of the world, show me the darkness in my heart that needs your light to shine on it. Break my heart with the things that break your heart. Help me hate sin so as to love my Savior all the more. Amen.